Let's switch up things and talk Tigers with Jeff Palermo. Hey, Jeff, how you doing? Happy Friday.
How you doing, Dave? And I think I can make an argument that LSU football coaches have had more of an impact on people in Louisiana than presidents. How about that?
I would think that would be a solid argument that most people could probably agree with because winning or losing seems to have more of an impact during football season each week on many Louisianians' lives.
When you win, right, doesn't people feel better? They lose up the purse strings, the economy's booming. When they lose, everybody's depressed. Nobody wants to do anything.
When they win a national championship, we all go bonkers and crazy. When they have a mediocre season, we're out for blood, looking for boosters to buy out contracts.
Right. You make millionaires out of people instantly.
So which side of that spectrum do you think we're going to be on as this season unfolds for the LSU Tigers? Are we going to hear, and I already heard some early calls this season for... All right, how much is Kelly's contract, and what's it going to take to buy him out? Well, and others saying, hold on, it's early in the season. This team still has potential.
Yeah, this season would have to really go south for Brian Kelly to be put on the hot seat. I think there is still that synergy between Brian Kelly and Scott Woodward and William Tate that Brian Kelly talked so much about when he left Notre Dame to come to LSU. And
we're talking about the athletic director and the university president.
So I don't think that's going to happen. This is a tricky game, though, coming up here against South Alabama. We know what LSU's weakness is. They've been giving up the big play continuously on defense, and this is a South Alabama team that is thriving on making big plays offensively. They got a good head coach in Major Applewhite, who's known as a good play caller, who's been a head coach before at Houston and has been an assistant at Texas, has been an assistant at Alabama under Nick Saban, an analyst on Nick Saban's staff. So this is a guy that knows a lot about football, knows a lot about Baton Rouge. He's a Baton Rouge kid or a guy now, a Baton Rouge native who played at Catholic High of Baton Rouge and then went on to be a quarterback at Texas. So, and he's got playmakers, and they've been putting up a lot of points here the last couple of weeks, and LSU's defense has had trouble preventing the big play. And South Alabama has been making plenty of big plays here, especially over the last couple of weeks. So, that's what makes this game a little bit, you know, there are some that say, hey, is LSU on upset alert this Saturday? So
they are a 20.5 point favorite, according to the odds makers. But I've heard some people really wonder if that's not way too liberal of a point spread, and that this Tiger team may have its hands full with this team that's actually had some good performances against other big programs.
Yeah, South Alabama's coming off a big win against Appalachian State, and then they crushed Northwestern State. That's their two wins on the season. Northwestern State is an FCS school, obviously, from Natchitoches that's still trying to find its way. They scored 87 points against the Demons. So when you're scoring 87 points, that's pretty impressive. Appalachian State has been one of the better programs in the Sun Belt Conference here over the last few years, and they put 48 points on them on the road last Thursday. Now, there's a question. Northwestern State, again, that's a program that's really struggling at this point, and maybe Appalachian State isn't as good as they've been in the past. Maybe those games are a little bit inflated, and maybe the South Alabama team is not as good offensively. But their quarterback in Gio Lopez is a guy that can rush and pass for over 100 yards on you. Their running back, a freshman running back, Fluff Bothwell. This kid is averaging he's averaging nearly 10 yards a carry. Yeah, he's 5'10", 220 pounds. They have a receiver who's averaging close to 19 yards or 18 yards of reception. So again, guys that that can really prevent havoc for you defensively. And of course, LSU goes into this game. This is their first game without Harold Perkins, so we'll see what the impact of that is moving forward as well.
Fluff Bothwell. Sorry, that just gets stuck in my head. Is his real name Fluff, or is that a nickname?
Not exactly sure. Not exactly sure.
If your kid's last name is Bothwell, do you name him Fluff? All right, anyway. Sorry.
And he's a football player.
Yeah, well, you know what, though? You find some people with unusual names often are very successful because they have to put up with a whole lot and have a very stiff backbone. And as a child, growing up with an odd name, and many times that leads to them having very strong character. So anyway, Fluff Bothwell. There you go. But do you think 20 and a half points seems about right for LSU to win by this weekend?
I'm actually writing my, and I guess it'll be up maybe later today, my preview of it. And I haven't yet gotten my prediction down yet. I'm still kind of looking at everything here, Dave. I think the key for LSU in this game is what was great last week was that LSU got off to a fast start offensively. They won the opening coin toss. They elected to receive, even though that drives people it drives people crazy.
Yeah, most football fans think you should definitely defer. You get the ball to start the second half.
But I think Brian Kelly last Saturday wanted to make a statement right away with his offense, get on the scoreboard early, and that's exactly what happened. The problem was UCLA came right back and scored on its first possession. So it negated what you just did offensively. And then the game was nip and tuck all the way through those first 30 minutes, and you go into the locker room tied at 17 apiece. The Nichols game, the previous home game before that, Nichols is right there. They score a touchdown early in the third quarter, and it's a one-possession game. We all remember what happened in the South Carolina game. LSU got down 17-0. Really what they need to do here, and for them to have a chance, I think, to cover that 22-point spread, they got to open the game up early in the first half, meaning opening the game up by getting a two-score lead, getting up 14-0 instead of just waiting until the second half to finally pull away from the opponent. That, to me, is the question. So that means the defense has got to come out ready to play. And Brian Kelly talked about all the mistakes they made in the first half last week, called it maddening. He says they got to play better, fundamentally sound defense. And we'll see if that, they've worked on it all week. We'll see if that makes a difference come Saturday night against South Alabama.
This is their last chance to tune up and get ready before SEC play, right?
This is their last chance. After this, it's they'll have a bye week next Saturday, and then they begin the gauntlet of playing SEC teams, starting with a really good one on October 12th against Ole Miss.
All right. Well, I hope that LSU does not let up and pushes the pedal all the way to the floor. After South Alabama ran up the score 87-10 on Northwestern State, LSU has no reason to go easy on them.
No. And I think they're ready for them. I think they're prepared. Now, whether they execute, that's the big question. The execution is what's really been lacking with this team, especially on defense.
I will look forward to your official prediction when we get your article at WWL.com. Thank you, Jeff. We always appreciate your insight and your coverage, and we'll be talking to you, I'm sure, this weekend, and then we'll check back in with you after this to see how it went.
All right, Dave, you guys have a great weekend.
Enjoy the weather. Much better weather at Tiger Stadium today, tomorrow, than it was last Saturday, for sure, as everyone was melting out there last week. There he goes, Jeff Palermo here on WWL. Read his articles. He's got a whole bunch of them about the LSU Tigers at WWL.com.